Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sunup. The Daily Sunup podcast is a conversation with the Colorado Sun. See our trust indicators at coloradosun.com/ethics. It's Tuesday, April 30th. Today, Sun reporters Nancy Laufham and Olivia Prenzel join us to talk about the Blue Mesa Bridge closure and its impact on the Gunnison Valley Hospital, Montrose, and surrounding communities. Before we begin, we're excited to introduce Pine Melon, Denver and Boulder's community grocery app. Get fresh, locally sourced foods delivered to your door at fair prices. Enjoy the convenience of farm-to-table groceries at home. Free same-day delivery saves you time while supporting local producers. Use promo code ColoradoSun for $50 off your first order. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day in 1898, Governor Alva Adams reviewed 3,000 Colorado National Guard members at a Denver camp, preparing them for the Spanish-American War. The U.S. was eager to showcase its military strength and join the imperialist age, and declared war on Spain after an explosion sank the Maine, an American ship near Cuba. Congress called for troops, and Colorado's National Guard provided nearly all its required 1,324 soldiers. Most media attention focused on Cuba, but the U.S. directed Western troops, including those from Colorado, to capture the Philippines. Colonel Irving Hale led these troops, who after training in San Francisco, helped seize Manila on August 13th. Tasked unexpectedly with suppressing a Filipino insurrection, Colorado's soldiers faced resentment similar to that against Spanish rule. After losing 35 men, mostly to disease, and with 135 remaining in the Pacific, the troops returned in July 1899. They later formed an association that became the National Veterans of Foreign Wars. Before we continue, nominations are open for Colorado's Best 2024. As Colorado Sun listeners, we want you to select your favorite businesses, organizations, individuals, and nonprofits across the state. Nominate today by visiting coloradosun.com/colorados-best. Nominations close May 22nd. Next, our feature story.
Hey, thanks for listening today. I'm David Krause, one of the editors here at The Sun, and I am pleased to be joined by Sun reporter Olivia Prenzel and freelance reporter Nancy Laufham, who covers the Western Slope for The Sun. We're going to chat today about this likely long-term closure of Highway 70, a big inner road that cuts really across the central part of the state. I live in Salida. I can actually see it out my office window on the west side of town. Nancy's over in Grand Junction. Olivia's in Colorado Springs and travels there a lot. We'll kind of get to that. But you both have been covering this, so I thought we could just get on and chat. Since the closure, April 18th, the community meetings, the impacts around there. Nancy, how about we start with you? You had a story posted on Monday on ColoradoSun.com, kind of talking about some of the scramble that the communities of Gunnison and Montrose have had to do, especially in particular with the hospital. Nancy, can you kind of wrap up or let us know how that all kind of came together?
Yeah, the hospital, I didn't realize this before, but it's so connected to other places, particularly Montrose. They've got a lot of patients that go there daily for dialysis. They've got patients that go for chemo in some cases, for methadone, for all these things that they have to travel daily or a couple times a week. And so the hospital had to immediately scramble, how do we keep getting care for these patients? And then how do we get our supplies? How do we get our blood supplies? How do we get our biopsies? They usually go to Montrose. How do we get our ambulances? Part of Gunnison County is on the other side of that bridge. So there were just so many factors, and they actually created a incident command team in the basement of the hospital, and they're daily going over all these complications and how to deal with them.
Nancy, how far is it between Gunnison and Montrose? So what kind of drive is that? Kind of tell listeners what that looks like, that stretch.
It's about 60 miles, takes about an hour and 15 minutes usually. And it goes over Cerro Summit, which is considered a small pass there. but a lot of it is two lane. And it's usually that road, I drive it a lot, going back and forth from Grand Junction to Crested Butte. And it's usually pretty busy. Lots of trucks.
Olivia, you were there kind of reporting from day one. Talk about what, you know, it's a 3-inch crack. It has to do with the kind of steel that was made. Give us a little bit more background, Olivia, on how this crack maybe happened and what they're looking at specifically.
Sure. So the bridge, like you said, was closed April 18th. So a few weeks have passed, but that was by the urging of federal transportation officials. And they said the bridge must be closed down immediately after they found a 3-inch crack in the structural steel. And that inspection was required because there's been known issues with similarly constructed steel, or bridges made with that steel known as T1 steel around the country. This type of steel has been on federal officials' radar for several years. The T1 steel, it's been identified in about 224,000 bridges that officials said needed major work. And then there were about 78,000 others that needed replacement. This bridge over Blue Mesa is one of two bridges in Colorado that needed to be inspected.
Where's that other one, Olivia?
That's about a few miles west of the Blue Mesa Reservoir.
Oh, so it's that next one. Nancy, where would that be? Is it before you cross over the last time, right before the dam, right?
Yes, it's like 2 miles west of the bridge that has all the problems right now.
So, Nancy, you know, you talked about the hospital, but you're also hearing, and I know, Olivia, you heard about it as well when you reported about the kids having to take a boat across the reservoir to go to school for the last couple of days right after the closure. But Nancy, what other impacts are you hearing in those communities?
Gosh, everything from, you know, I can't get to Montrose to shop at Target and Home Depot to, you know, I missed a funeral or a birthday party or whatever in Montrose because I couldn't get there. Businesses have been affected. There's a furniture store that says they can't get their mattresses that people have already paid for. Someone said, you know, she's in a long distance relationship. She can't get to see her boyfriend. The bank in Crested Butte can't get their cash. They usually get cash every week shipped in. And so that's held up. Doctor's appointments, everything. It's amazing how many things are affected by a bridge closure outside of Gunnison.
Yeah, because when you get into these mountain communities, a lot of them are connected in some way. You know, we're in Fort Valley, you've got Aspen down to Glenwood. Here, you know, in the Arc Valley, we've got, you know, BV down to Salida are connected, even over Poncha to Alamosa. And you kind of get in these stretches of road, and there's a lot of disruption that can happen when you get things like this. Olivia, any updates on maybe other possible routes this summer? You know, a big summer area thing with the Black Canyon of the Gunnison over there, just west of Blue Mesa Reservoir. Any thoughts or updates on where we stand on any potential changes or new routes?
So CDOT, in a community meeting last week, they were talking about, of course, they're looking at mountain passes, but a lot of those are still covered in a lot of snow. Under that is ice, and then there's mud that they have to wait to dry out. So I don't know if they can expedite those openings at this point. But like you said, this is going to have some impacts on tourism. It's going to have impacts on agriculture. I think that a lot of people living along the Front Range, including myself, or at least I didn't realize the significance of this bridge. I go to visit friends in Montrose often, so I admire the Blue Mesa Reservoir a few times a year, but I didn't realize how many people rely on this. And if you're not using that bridge, you have to either drive 6 hours or now 7 hours to get where you want to go. Other than this county road that they've opened 2 times a day for locals to use. So they are looking at mountain passes. They also said that they have not ruled out the possibility of using a military floating bridge. Those are used really for temporary use. They can be assembled and disassembled pretty quickly, though CDOT couldn't really give more details on you know, how far they are in making a decision regarding that. So I would say there's a lot that we don't know. And right now they have crews using, they're still inspecting the cracks after that 3-inch crack was found. They found more. And so they're looking to see how severe they are.
Hey, Nancy, appreciate you joining. Olivia, always good to catch up with you. This was a lot of fun to get together and get both of you on the podcast today. I'm sure we'll catch up again this summer, hopefully in the next few weeks on all of this, get some updates and developments as you all will be writing about it for The Sun. If you haven't already, you can check out our coverage at coloradosun.com. Reminder, the Colorado Sun is a member of the Trust Project, and you can see our commitment to trusted journalism at coloradosun.com/ethics. Nancy, Olivia, thanks again. You all make it a great week.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
You can read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Autopsy results for a Chaffee County woman who went missing in May 2020 and whose remains were found in a shallow grave 7 months ago revealed she died by homicide. But the exact cause of Suzanne Morphew's death remains undetermined. Investigators say a mix of drugs contributed to her death, namely a 3-drug combo that is sometimes used to dart and tranquilize deer and other large game. Investigators found Morphew's remains in September in Sawatch County during an unrelated search. Her former husband, Barry Morphew, was previously held on suspicion of murdering her, but prosecutors later dismissed the case against him. The shutdown of a damaged bridge in western Colorado cut off one of two major ways into Gunnison, a town of 7,000 people in a county of about 3,200 rugged square miles. The closure, April 18th, halted regular ambulance transports to larger towns to the west, as well as threatening the overall operation of a small 88-year-old county-owned hospital. Ambulances cannot transport patients to hospitals in Montrose or Grand Junction for higher-level care. Gunnison has just 3 ambulances, and the longer transports could stretch their availability. Officials say the bridge closure could last for months, at least. Longtime activist Angela Davis stopped by a downtown Denver campus to cheer on pro-Palestinian protesters Saturday, a day after 40 demonstrators were arrested by campus police. Davis is a veteran UC Davis professor who was part of the Communist Party and the Black Panther Party. She visited the Auraria campus in support of a sit-in that began last week. Israel has been at war with Hamas since October 7th, when Palestinian gunmen launched an attack on Israel, killing around 1,200 people. The demonstrators accuse Israel of responding too harshly and killing civilians. They want the University of Colorado to divest from companies operating in Israel. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Now, a quick message from our team.
This is Christina Pritchett, Marketing and Events Specialist at the Colorado Sun. In my role, I get to witness the Sun's impact on our state firsthand. I always leave our events feeling inspired by those who attend and share the impact that the Sun has in their daily lives. If you're a follower of the Sun, please reach out and tell us what you think of our reporting and let us know how it makes a difference in your life. The Sun is member supported, so if you're not yet a member, please consider joining us today at coloradosun.com/join.